Listen, do you hear that? The shouts of "Here comes a salmon," followed by cheers and laughter? Welcome to Pike Place Market, where every day feels like opening day. And in many ways, it still is. Step back with me to August 17, 1907. Imagine this cobblestone street covered in mud and rain. A desperate Seattle city councilman named Thomas Revell has just discovered that onions, simple onions, cost a dollar a pound because greedy middlemen are price gouging farmers and families alike. Revelli is furious. He digs through dusty city ordinances until he finds one from 1896 that allows public markets, and he shouts to anyone who'll listen, "We're opening a market right here on Pike Place." On that first Saturday morning, only 8 brave farmers showed up. The commission men had threatened them, tried to scare them away, but by noon, nearly 10,000 hungry Seattleites had descended on this muddy street, and every last potato, every bunch of carrots, every apple was sold out. Now, as we walk deeper into the market, notice the energy around you. This isn't just tourism. This is the continuation of that same rebellious spirit. Every vendor here, from the flower sellers to the craftspeople, is carrying on Revell's fight against the middleman. And then there's that sound again. Fish! Look toward Pike Place Fish Market, where workers in bright orange aprons are throwing 20-pound salmon through the air like it's nothing. This tradition started in the 1980s when owner John Yokoyama got tired of walking back and forth to the ice bins. "Here, kid, catch," he'd yell, and suddenly efficiency became performance art. But here's what most people don't know. These fishmongers are actors and athletes rolled into one. They'll throw up to 200 fish a day for tourists. But when the crowds thin out, they become quiet, careful craftsmen, filleting with surgical precision, advising customers on cooking techniques their grandmothers taught them. As you continue through the market, look up at these old wooden beams and brick walls. In 1971, they were scheduled for demolition. City planners wanted to tear all this down for office towers and parking lots. But architect Victor Steinbrück rallied ordinary citizens who understood that some things are worth more than progress. On election day, families who had never voted in a city election before lined up to save this place. The market won by just 20,000 votes. Without that fight, you'd be standing in a parking garage right now. Listen to the languages around you. The flower vendor speaking Hmong to her supplier, the pasta maker calling out in Italian, the busker strumming songs in Spanish. Giuseppe Joe Desimone, the Italian immigrant farmer who once owned most of this market, would recognize this symphony of accents. He arrived here poor and hungry like so many others and found that Pike Place didn't just tolerate difference. It celebrated it. Every morning at 6 a.m., the real magic happens here. Before the tourists arrive, this is a working market. Farmers from the valleys east of Seattle back their trucks up to these stalls and unload the tomatoes they picked yesterday, the berries they harvested at dawn. Restaurant owners walk these aisles with the intensity of stock traders, selecting the ingredients that will become tonight's special. That continuity from 1907 to today, that's what makes Pike Place Market more than just a tourist destination. It's a place where the radical idea of cutting out the middleman, of connecting people directly to their food and their neighbors, survives and thrives. So the next time you hear, "Here comes a halibut," and watch 20 pounds of fish soar through the air, remember, you're not just watching a show. You're witnessing the continuation of a revolution that started over a dollar's worth of onions, fought by farmers and families who believed that markets should serve people, not profits. Welcome to Pike Place Market, where every day is still opening day.